Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Zed Perkins, Ivashia, Robert Groom, Asher Ufara, Niam Hemingway, Kyle, Joshua Groman, Rachel Oney, Malcolm Snipes, Alex Haydignac, Michelle Latour, Oscar Marlowe, Glory Duda, Joe Smith, Alex Freeman, Kate May, Xantha Boomer, Paul McHugh, Ciara McCabe, January Garcia. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello and welcome to episode 132 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell. With me today I have
Ben Meredith,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zolf Smith.
A Hamid Slaherun Altahan.
Sel Sidebottom.
And Azu.
Don't like it. It's wrong. It's bad and wrong. I want weird Grizzop voices and Sasha's intro to take like 3 to 4 times the length of everyone else because it's kind of hesitant.
I know, I talk first now, Alex.
I can voice the yawning chasm of the void if you want.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, please.
Because I'm dead.
Oh, yeah, please, if you knew...
Oh, they know that now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That would be amazing if there was an intro. I was like,
Hey, spoilers!
This is actually like the first recording in like 6 months for us where everything's just... up to date.
Mm. Yeah.
Good. We're not out of sequence anymore.
No, we're not
just
different
doing
timelines.
Story.
How does that... What's weird is that like the last time we recorded... I was so sad.
Yeah.
I was really so sad.
Yeah.
We've had this massive break. It's weird for us.
It's
like, it's been a week
strange.
Listening.
Oh, that's a good point. So if we get anything wrong...
About what happened
sorry?
In yeah. the last episode.
It's been ages.
Yeah, who are
like
you?
2 months.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a quick recap, real quick. You came back from Rome. Obviously, a long time had passed. You all went to Cairo to find out that Hamid's house is Harlequin HQ. That's a lot of H's.
Everyone who came back.
You then ended up heading on to the island of Okinoshima. There was a kind of awkwardness where...
kind of awkwardness!
Where, you know, Azu and Hamid were kind of locked up for a week by an old friend.
Deeply uncomfortable situation that I've ever had to roleplay.
It was excellent.
Awful.
I loved
just
it.
Terrible.
But you managed to reconvene with Wild and don't all hate one another. Managed to recruit a cell
sure?
on the way. Yeah, it should be fine.
A whole cell
has been recruited.
Oh my gosh, and that is actually more appropriate than you guys even know.
Yeah, it's
you guys even know, an entire cell of cells.
Well, all that happened is that your terrorist cell found another terrorist cell. It's just that this one was one person called Cell. You then obviously spent a week trying to find out whether Cell was, you know, a monster that was going to kill you all. Apparently not, so far.
Well, I mean, not that kind of monster. you got to be really specific about what kind of monster that I may or may not be.
You spent a bunch of time building a, air quotes, submersible.
It's very exciting.
Also known as stealth catamaran, apparently.
Crackles with electricity, which we may have to deal with
before getting it in the water.
But on the other hand...
Salt water as well.
Less of a problem with electric eels. And trust me, they are tricky. Let me tell you about a time that I powered an entire trip through the Amazon with a couple
and
of...
And I believe we ended the episode. I'm going to pick up pretty much exactly where we left off, which is you have just revealed the catamaran to... I say catamaran. It's not a catamaran, but regardless.
It's a stealth.
It's only got one hull.
Really? The
much
one thing
improved.
That...
But nonetheless, we're going to pick up from the reveal happened and you're all looking at the results of your labour quietly, contemplatively in the middle of the village. Okay. Well, edge of the village.
I want you all to note that at some points, randomly, because it looks like quite a simple wooden tarred vessel, crackles of electricity just like sparkle along.
It's not even how electricity works.
Yeah, no, I'm very aware of that.
So this is the story.
But that is how electricity works, if you believe.
Right. And how's that going to help us?
It helps, like, direct the power around.
Believe in what? That
you
it works?
You guys don't seem to really understand how physics works. Physics is how you convince elementals to do what you want to do, usually by physically beating them up.
No, we can beat people up. Who do I need to beat up? I can do that.
Guys, why don't we just ask Professor Einstein to teleport us to the island?
Who?
He can do that?
Maybe. We could ask.
Do we have mobile phones?
Yeah, how do you ask?
I grab a mobile phone.
What?
I grab
a rocket.
I want to know about this mobile phone.
I grab a mobile stone.
Sure. Everyone was given a survival pack by Einstein, remember? A load of potions, desert survival gear, even though you're currently in rural Japan, and a mobile stone was in there, amongst the other stuff.
I was not.
I activate it. You don't dial a number. I keep expecting this to work like a
mobile stone.
Mobile phone.
Activate.
Yeah. For what it's worth. In character, you've never actually had a successful, like, we'll just make this happen. You always just kind of talk for a while and then hope it works.
Einstein is not here right now.
And now there's lots of them. So how do you choose who you're talking to?
Operator!
Just say...
I've got a huge use magic device. This is a magical device. I should be able
then
to use it.
Then give me a roll. You've never bothered before now, ever. You just picked it up and started talking. Half the time it worked and half the time you're just talking at a rock. Use the skill! Use the skill!
You're the GM. It's your job to ask for a skill check when a skill would apply to what we're doing.
I'm nodding vigorously.
Yeah. 24.
24.
Nice.
Yeah, you reckon you could probably make it work.
I activate the mobile stone.
Professor? Hello, Professor? It's Hamid.
Ah, super busy right now! Ah, what do you need? What do you need?
Are you okay, Professor?
I don't like horses. What do you need?
Okay, the stone is the professor.
Well, we have... Oh. We have to get to a different island and there's a storm in the way and we were wondering if you had enough spare spells to help us teleport there.
So the stone has spells?
No, the stone is like it's a communicator.
It's quiet for a while then, finally.
Say again?
We need to get to a different island, the one we're on, and there's a lot of storms in the way and we were wondering if you had enough spare spells to help us get there.
I mean, not really, kind of in the middle of something. It's gone. Oh, that's going to take ages to find. Okay, I'm walking. How are you doing?
He fell off his horse.
I mean, we're okay. Why are you walking, Professor?
He fell off his horse.
You see, fool me once. Totally got in lots of trouble for oversharing last time, so... Zip, also, totally don't let anyone see the whole stone thing. Remember that, okay?
Yeah, of course.
Cool.
Well, I can see it in a certain cell, so...
Who's that?
But we trust you.
That's Zulf!
Hello, Stone! You seem really friendly!
Oh, that's not Zulf.
Who is that?
I'm Zulf.
That's Cell.
Hello!
She's a friend.
How does this
they're
work?
Friend.
I
what
am
kinds of elementals are you using?
A sentient rock.
These
with
are the...
No,
oh, God!
With no important...
I'm a sentient cell!
...information.
People argue with me about that sometimes.
Stone goes dead.
Oh,
so it seems like the professor probably can't help us.
Right, stealth catamaran it is then.
Quiet you.
What I'm enjoying is that this has happened like after you built the thing. You'd have had the same conversation pretty much earlier.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm just enjoying the fact now that...
I'm genuinely out of character, really annoyed at myself. I didn't think to just buzz Einstein at the very beginning of the process. But whatever was happening 3 months ago when we recorded the last two spare episodes.
I mean, I wasn't there, but I hear there were emotions.
It's all good. Yeah. It's all good. So that's the lay of the land. They currently have a sentient rock. Keep that in mind, Sel.
I like these people.
I know, right?
Yeah. No. Their kind of estimation of Hamid has gone up.
So remind me again. This is powered?
No, that's just sort of a side effect when I get a bit too involved in things.
Right. So what you're saying is the electricity isn't doing anything?
Not right now.
Why is it there?
I just
future-proofing. Future-proofing.
It's to plug in any, new applications you might want.
Is
so,
it...
like, if, say, you wanted an entertainment device, you now have the power there. So the right now the sale...
Isn't electricity dangerous?
Yeah, can it be turned off? Can you turn it off? Or could it be turned on? Because it could be a defense mechanism, but also could electrocute everybody.
I'm
wearing armor, so that would be very not good.
So I mean, you're probably inside. The biggest puppy dog really. Eyes.
I got metal legs.
And like, and then wanders through, and then you can see like a device at the bottom of the sail where clearly, as it was moving around, it was like hitting a little thing where there may have been like an elemental or like an electric. But pulls out the electric eel that was in there, aww. Getting irritated every time. And it's like and strokes the eel and like wanders off.
I mean, if we can turn it on when we want it, that's useful. It's just I don't want to be killed from electric.
Do you want Sebastian in the boat or not?
No. Well,
okay.
Okay, well, all right, no Sebastian, no electricity. We'll just sail it the old-fashioned way.
We just need to get to the island.
Well, as soon as Walt's here and he can have a look and he knows what's up, then we can get going.
I'm going to jump time ahead a little bit. For the sake of ease, if nothing else, Wild will rock up around evening, I'd say. So evening is happening and Wild is rocking up in the village.
Saki.
Evening is happening, you know?
Saki. Saki?
Well, sail, yeah?
We should probably, yeah, would you like some sake?
We should probably sail overnight, so it'd be best to be, you know, in fighting condition.
So get me up to speed. You're sailing there then?
It's the best option we've got, Oscar.
Because last time I checked, it was a underwater...
It's a stealth catamaran.
There were some practical problems with that application.
We've got no weight to actually propel it, other than somebody out the back swimming, so we decided to give it a sail so that I can sail it while everyone else is inside and safe.
I mean, it makes sense to me. Okay.
If anything goes wrong, I'll just pull.
If we sail at night, it shouldn't be too visible. You can see that the sail is not white like traditional ship sails, so it won't, you know, show up in the darkness too badly.
And I turned off the electricity, which would have shown up.
Yes. Very sensible.
What Wild just has a moment of inscrutable looking.
Sel hands him a thimble full of warm sake.
He holds it. Good. So, are we proceeding this evening then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unless anybody has anything they need to do. This is going to be dangerous and, you know, it's kind of a one-way trip until we sort it out. There's no bailing, so make sure you've got everything you need.
Wild puts the sake down and kind of... gives Zolf a look which can best be described as, you know what I mean by this, probably very dangerous. There is a B team, let's say, but they're not going to be around to help. So, yeah.
A what?
A backup if we all die.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't planning to.
No, I know, I'm not, but, you know, just in case.
But, you know, on the positive side, you guys... are the A-team.
Yeah. Also, if you don't mind, I'll take a sake and have a drink.
The exit strategy is still to use the underground tunnel. We thought that it would be well defended in terms of getting heading in this direction, but likely to be less well defended when it's primarily there as an escape mechanism for them.
I might be able to do something so that come morning it's a little bit less defended, but again,
that would be great.
I don't really have much in the way of resources, but you know.
It's all right. Well, the alternative is break their forces and just get out. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, if there's no resistance, then obviously we can leave however we want, but I just mean if we need to make a quick getaway for whatever reason. I mean, obviously we don't know the entrance of the secret tunnel at that end, but we'll figure it out.
We'll find it.
Would you excuse us for one moment? Zolf, I wouldn't mind a word with you separately, just for a moment.
Sure, okay.
Would you like more sake?
Yes, thank you.
It pours you some more.
Wild steps out, holding the door for Zolf, and then just on the porch for a moment.
Yep.
Obviously, the priority here is getting anything that could be to do with the simulacrum.
Yeah.
The goal isn't assassination or anything else. I realise that we've got no reason to assume that Sel has turned, but at the same time, you're the person that I currently trust to make sure that whatever's in there makes it back out so that we can use it, right?
Yeah, of course.
You know, we've
done all the tests. Zell seems pretty straight up, so...
Oh, no.
What are you laughing about in there?
Having given Hamid a sake shot, which is as big as his head.
Sake jelly shot.
This is a shot.
Wild sort of gives a grim nod and then heads back in. So, last chance. Is there anything else that you need from me?
I don't think so.
Let's just get this over with.
Well, best of luck.
Let's take this guy down!
Wild just gives a curt nod.
Heads out
and just everyone, leaves.
Everyone in a taking guy
well,
down.
Well, I mean, we need to destroy his operation, but ideally he'd be alive for questioning.
Well, depends if we need him. You know, like, we'll absolutely play it by ear.
He's,
Either way, he'll be removed as a threat.
Dangerous guy.
Yeah.
We can kill him afterwards.
Okay.
Azu, you change. You change. Yeah. I remember old Azu. You change.
She's so fed up.
Hush, Jiminy Cricket.
The future's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm guessing
I predicted
that you...
this.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that you're all taking your ship to the stormy, stormy beach and attempting to sail across to this island.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So have you got a bottle of sake?
Oh, yeah. Like, opens jacket. There are so many little potion-y things.
Brilliant.
Like, so many. In fact, categorically, because me and Alex had a conversation about this, well, he kind of wanted me to have a spreadsheet where I was keeping track of every single alchemical
reagent.
Like, reagent.
It's the fun bit.
It's not.
Oh my
you
God.
Are so wrong.
Your idea of fun
I
is
agree.
Bad.
I agree with Alex.
So instead of that, just a lot of stuff. And then from what, look, some of the bottles fizz, some of them are bubbling, some of them like seem to be in an extra colour that you've never seen before. They take out one and like and hand it to you like, this one, wait, no, put it back. This one, that, don't drink that one. This one is sake.
Oh, no, great, that's not for me. Oh. It's just on troublesome voyages, look out towards the sea, which this is going to be. It's going to be deeply unpleasant.
Oh, right.
Getting thoroughly rat-assed is usually quite good, so I recommend you all...
No, that sounds like a terrible... Like, we might have to fight as soon as we get there.
Maybe.
Being drunk
almost
that
certainly
is not a good idea.
Okay, well, maybe just... It might be good to relax yourselves, but I'll let you...
Yeah, we might get seasick. We'll just have to suck it up, you know?
I am going to do a smash cut. It's been a while since I've done them, okay? Smash cut to the boat is on the shore, okay? I'm not going to require rolls for how to get there. You have access to a camel should you need ropes, a whole village of people who are happy to help out, etc. It would be a bunch of rolls to just slow the story down.
Yeah.
So, the sea is properly tempestuous. The villagers have gone as close to the sea as they're willing and are now pretty much heading back to the village because being on the shore at this point is dangerous,
Jasper,
perpetually.
Jasper, you should go back. You don't get to come with us, Jasper.
I know. I just want to make sure that you...
I'm going to be fine. I'm going to come back and then... but you'd better be studying while I'm gone, okay?
I can either study or I can get in the...
You are going to study...
The vehicle, and you just told me that you wanted the vehicle working.
That is true. Okay, study in the vehicle, but don't study anything explosive, because if you explode in the vehicle, that would be genuinely very tricky to sort out. So, study, like, healing potions, but very basic healing potions.
He just starts heading off, because this game has been played before.
Look
and Sal
after
will keep
everyone,
talking.
Jasper!
Jasper leaves. You are now all alone on a horrendously tempestuous beach. Think proper heavy... waves are coming in, so getting the thing out, not something I'm going to give you for free, for instance.
Do you think they're going to be okay? I mean, I could stay and check.
I think they're going to be fine, because
join you guys later.
We're going to be creating a problem on the island, so they're going to keep their people on the island to deal with us, because we're going to be a much bigger problem than the village, so us being there is going to keep the village safe. Probably.
Do we need to give this thing a shove?
What?
Water?
Oh, right. Yes, okay. Usually. Who right. is the most competent swimmer here? Apart from me.
I mean, I
can swim.
To convert this into mechanics as easy as possible, the simplest way of doing this would be, I'm assuming you have profession sailor.
Yeah.
If I had Zolf getting me a profession sailor check, if I had one of you giving me a strength
turn into a
check,
hippo.
Then the combination of a strength check and a profession sailor check would be enough to get you out on the sea. However, once you're on the sea, it's profession sailor all the way down.
Genuinely can turn into
the bottom of the ocean.
Very strong.
Can
swim.
Unturn quickly.
Well, I mean, I think so, yeah.
I mean, sailing away and just a hippo going
If Azu's going to push, I could cast fly on her so she can fly onto the ship after she's pushed off.
I mean, fundamentally, I could just make myself really strong and just push it in.
If that's the easiest way. I mean, I'm not going to help much, so I should probably be on the ship when we push off.
Yeah?
Don't you need to
double
finger
guns for Hammett?
Well, no, I push it and then I jump on. And then I steer it. We just need to set off.
Once it's floating, it just kind of goes.
But those people who are going to struggle to get inside need to be inside before I start pushing. So we get it down to the right to the edge, and then you all jump in, and then I.
Also, you're just not captain material. You're still suggesting instead of ordering.
Sel is going to begin to push the boat.
Hamid will get on it.
Azu is going to begin to push the boat.
Okay, you taking your armor off and putting it in the boat. If you're wearing your armour, you're getting inside, because otherwise you're going to sink like a stone and die.
You know what? out of everyone, you're the only one who's not struggling to keep their footing. Mostly because it's hitting you like a rock. It's
just, I'm standing
you're
like
watching
a boulder.
Like water is parting
in the waves of
you.
Life. Okay. Whatever you think is best. You're the one who knows. I've never been in a boat before.
Do you want to stay armed?
Yes.
Okay, get inside.
Fine.
Hammond,
Hammond's already in charge.
Hammond's scum!
Hammond understands the situation and knows what his role is.
He remembers the last time he was on the sea, I believe.
Right. Yeah, so let's get this voyage going then, Sel.
Right, okay.
Right, so yeah, I'm going to cast Bull Strength myself.
Bosh,
which
it happens.
Means I have an effective strength of 20.
Because we're not in Rome! Nothing is easy when you're not in Rome. Bosh!
That's interesting. I don't have to contact a god in Rome. I wonder how that would work. Anyway, that's another thing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so...
Can you give me a profession sailor check so that I know how well you succeed in getting out there, as it were?
Okay, so the strength is like I hit the minimum requirements in
Canada. Bingo, yeah.
Fine. Oh, I rolled a natural one.
Oh. Wow!
Good start, innit?
I mean, I was going to say... Couldn't I assist?
Yeah, I mean, I still got an 11. But, I mean, and also Sella's helping.
Do you have any knowledge of sailing whatsoever in your character?
Oh, absolutely not.
They're just pushing.
Yes, and they are therefore helping with the pushing, which we've already established is the simple bit. Yeah. It's the professional sailor, which is the complex bit, which you just rolled a natural one.
No, well, I rolled on the pushing.
Yeah.
So
he literally asked for a professional sailor.
Yeah,
right?
Well,
we've got one. Let's just see what
I
happens.
I don't know why.
So, this is what happens.
Oh, no.
You manage to push the ship out. Sell. Hop aboard. Like, everything's going great. Absolve. Congratulations, you managed to launch a thing.
Right.
Seems to be going really well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I climb on and start navigating.
Okay, cool.
Oh, right, in you get.
Oh, I was.
If you want to stay out here, that's fine. I can make myself breathe underwater. So.
To be clear, I would say 50% of the time the thing's entirely just underwater and there is just a mast sticking up out of the water. Like, this thing was not built to float like a boat. This thing was built to be slightly sunken and so on. So any conversations are yelled over a literal tempest.
I can become a dolphin and so, like, pull us out of any problems.
Okay, if that works for you, great.
So I was thinking I would stand here.
Fine, yeah.
Just, if you need anything, just let me know.
Brilliant.
Okay, give me an acrobatics check.
I was about to say watch out for the boom.
8.
Sells immediately.
Oh
overboard.
My gosh, this is a
just immediately.
Oh, be a dolphin! Be a dolphin!
I'd be a dolphin.
You'd be a dolphin.
Yeah.
Okay.
That just happens.
Okay, do a dolphin. You got 8 minutes.
I'd be a dolphin.
You'd be a dolphin.
And just swim alongside.
So Sell does be a dolphin. I'm gonna take that as a break. Because this campaign is going in a very strange direction.
Whee!
You pushed it.
This
there.
Is you!
Whee! This is amazing!
Hey marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Okay, give me a perception check, Sal, please.
I'm sort of like, I wish it was B-shaped too, so I had echolocation. No, I don't think such a good roll this low.
welcome to the rest of us.
Yeah. A 22.
A 22 in perception?
Yeah.
Still
what
quite
do you
wrong.
Mean? Roll this low.
Yeah, that is Sasha.
This is how the other half lives,
So anyway,
I've got a lot of skill points.
I'm going to deal with two things simultaneously. The first one is Zolf for free because of your profession sailor, which is, you know, nice and high. You've done already lashed yourself to the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be requiring acrobatics checks for you not to immediately fall overboard because, you know, step one, lash yourself to the boat. Okay, number two, on that perception check. Yeah, this Zolf guy, he has immediately launched the boat into an extremely, like, potent cross current that's leading you in the opposite direction to where you want to go, and it's just going to make life more difficult. In fairness, it was probably impossible to tell under all the tempestuous stuff, but there's a really strong current in the wrong direction.
Okay, Sella's going to, as a dolphin...
As a dolphin.
As a dolphin.
I want listeners to know that whenever Lyd now says as a dolphin, she's sort of flapping her arms.
Even though they don't flap their arms. But like, okay, so Cell's little dolphin head is pointing out and they're trying to explain. You're going the wrong way, but in dolphin. I don't think I can talk while I'm in animal
form.
You
cannot.
So
what's that, Cell?
Billy's last down the mine.
Cell tries whacking their head on the boat and gesturing.
I'm going to jump to the interior. Things seem to be going well. You're definitely on the water, and then there's a really heavy thumping on the side of the vessel.
What do you think that is?
It's probably just a loose rope. I'm sure everything's fine.
Should ropes be loose?
And they often are on boats, yeah.
I don't like this.
Like, if you tie it off quite tight, there's a lot of loose end, and, like, you know, if there's only one sailor, they won't have time to secure the entire length of rope, but I'm sure everything's fine.
Azu, can you give me a will save, please?
Hammond is genuinely trying to counsel Azu through
this. No, I get that.
This may be a diplomacy check.
He's basically being a therapist right now.
That's very sweet of you. That is 27.
You got the sheer force of will. Get you wonders. Jumping back to the exterior.
Linguistics check to understand what Cell's trying to communicate.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's either that.
The language.
It's either that or just no. But it's like it's body language, right?
They jump out of the water and like splash in the direction you should be going. Idiot.
Yeah. The alternative is I don't roll. I just ignore them.
I'm not going to do linguistics for this one. Can you give me a sense motive?
Yes.
Ben?
So that's a 20.
A 20. Yeah, you reckon the dolphin's both communicating and that it's communicating wrong way, completely wrong way.
What's that, Cell? I've gone completely the wrong direction. right, okay. I'll sort that out then.
I'm not going to require a professional sailor check. I want you to know, the consequences for your natural one earlier would you have just sailed for hours in the wrong direction as your initial launch. Good job from Cell correcting that one. I don't want you just sat on the beach bored. It's far more interesting to just make it last hours in game. It's great. You're now heading in the right direction.
Hooray!
Good. Congratulations, everyone. The story can continue.
Yay! So, time ticks along. I'm going to jump ahead unless you give me something. I'm just going to say you start being in the ocean after 8 minutes.
Cell's going to like launch themselves to land as a dolphin on top of the boat and then change back.
Okay, give me an acrobatic check, but you're getting a big old bunch of bonuses for the dolphin side of things.
Because I'm a freaking dolphin. Oh, that's alright. That's 21.
Yep. Whoop, bang. Your next dissolve on a ship that's going the right way.
Hey! Yeah. You understand dolphin?
Well,
I'm sorry I swore so much at you.
Okay.
It was just really... It was really... I'm worried. I really shouldn't have called you those things, but I was just panicking, you know?
Do you know what? It's fine.
All of this, by the way, is huge torrential rain.
Do you know what? It's water over the boat.
Plummeting 20 foot down to be back up 20 foot again.
Okay,
might want to tie yourself to the boat.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
I'm gonna cut to the interior. Can I get another will save, please, from Azu?
Mm-hmm.
And can I get a fort save from both of you?
That's 30 on will.
Azu's got this.
She's so fixed.
20 on the fortitude save.
Nice.
Total.
Also 20 on fortitude.
Nice. Cell, up top, can I get a fort save, please?
16.
16? Okay. And Zolf, you are not requiring this fort save. Time presses on, and so far, from the outside, inside, you've no idea what's going on, because there's no way to know. From the outside, it seems to kind of be working. I mean, you're having to do a lot of sort of tacking back and forth because of squalls and blah, 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 blah. The thing seems to actually be built comparatively well.
Mate, I've sailed across the channel on a coral.
Exactly.
Exactly. So I think next time I do this, I would stick with the electric eel, but like I would do some auto, like pilot fish, but
Cell
automatic.
Says, what Zolf hears is... All conversation is now literally impossible upon them.
That's fine. They continue talking.
Again, because you're already lashed to the ship, there would be multiple points to fall off. In fact, you do. Rope back up. I'm not requiring the checks for it because you've had the lashing and you've taken the time to make a thing that can handle blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, like, not particularly strong, but with my int score, I'm going to guess they're not so rope.
You've got a Zolf around. It's all good. Can I get a professional sailor from Zolf, please?
Not as bad as last time. It won.
Yay!
That's a 24.
You are
sail good.
You are making tangible progress towards the island. Two things, though, are becoming readily apparent. One, it's actually going to take a decent chunk of time. Like, even though it's only like 2 miles, you're looking at like a couple of hours because you're having to tack.
Yep.
You're doubling back. There's loads of squalls, all kinds of things. But you are actually making tangible progress. Can I get a perception check for everyone outside of the vessel, please?
20.
17.
Okay. And can I get a fort save from everyone outside the vessel?
Outside
the vessel.
28.
11.
And last but not least, can I get a fort save from everyone? A lot of saves involved in this one.
Really? How unusual for this campaign.
Who could have thought? Yeah. 29.
Mm-hmm. 20 again.
Mm-hmm. 22.
Mm-hmm.
There's not space for us to be sick.
Okay.
11 and 12.
So, I
good thing we keep doing well on our saves,
yeah,
then.
Good news for all of you. That's the saves to see us over like 15 minutes of audio at this point. I figured I'd get them all out of the way in one go. Fantastic. So, sailing along, it's starting to be a bit rough, Sal. As in, like, maybe in the ship it might be a bit better. On the outside, being flung overboard more than once, swaying wildly from side to side,
like,
two things start happening. One, you start getting real cold. Real, real cold. The fact that you've fallen overboard multiple times is not helping. The other one, you're starting to feel real sick. Real, real sick. In fact, you are now starting to take penalties all over the place for doing things.
Am I taking any damage?
You are not taking damage at this stage. However, you are taking penalties on a bunch of things and are feeling real, real sick. And if things continue the way they are, you are going to be good for nothing.
Well, I mean, I can't go in the boat at this point, I assume, because it is a storm and it
you
is
could.
Underwater.
You could try. You might let some water in.
Yeah.
Basically, the way that I've been seeing it is effectively you have tarred trapdoor with, like, an oilcloth over the top. So as long as you're coming in, like, some water will come in. You're not going to sink the thing because it's made of wood.
So it might literally turn into a coffin, but I guess we just wait till we're at the top of a wave, like, we're above the water, get in!
Are you going to try and get in?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Playing somebody who's not self-destructive, this is novel.
I will try to help once it becomes apparent that that's what
Can I get a just plain dexterity check from Cell? I'll allow you to use profession Sailor Zolf to aid.
I hope so.
Yeah. What, why take
it? I don't get to roll this very often. Don't take this away from me.
You're using so much.
Look at the wasted skill points.
11.
21.
Okay. Here's how this goes down.
I'm not used to failing the skill check.
It's great. I love it. So, Cell, you start going. Immediately as you undo the sort of oiled tarp across the top, it's flapping all over the place. You're like, okay, I'll grab that. The trapdoor starts to start opening. Like, oh no, I've got that out, but then I'm going, oh no. Zolf is basically lashed to the point where he can't really walk, starts helping out and bundling you inside. As he does so, you see on the distant horizon, like through the flashes of lightning and something moving
again.
In the water, quite large. But he's already bundled you in, slammed the trapdoor, and tarped the oil.
Nautilus!
I'm going to jump to the interior. A cell bundles
cell,
in
right.
unannounced
are you
with
right,
some
cell?
But not problematic amounts of water.
Ah! Cell up. Fine, I just wanted to check how you guys were.
Sally's green.
Hi.
Are you feeling all right?
I'm fine.
Cell
I just wanted to know how you guys were. You know, how you coping?
We're doing okay. We're doing good. We're doing okay.
We are
also
fine. You all plunge another 20 feet.
Yep. I, for instance, am absolutely fine.
You do not look fine.
You don't know what I'm supposed to look like.
I know what you look like when you're on land, and now I know what you look like in a small boat in a storm.
Yeah, those are just different ways that I look. I look a lot of different ways. Right. In fact, I could get smaller if that would help this out.
That's up to you, I suppose.
I'm going to jump to the exterior.
I am singing a sea shanty to myself.
Hey!
Probably not gonna sink. Probably not gonna sink.
I'm not as much as this. Like,
I'm a lonesome, drunken, dwarven sailor. I am on the sea. I can take to the sea whenever I do please. I like to be on the sea. I like when I float. I want this boat to not sink. Please don't sink. Please don't sink, boat.
Hey. You've been spending too much time with Tim.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
See, this is where Fifth Ed would come in. That would be an inspiration right there.
I know. What good system we could have been playing.
It literally didn't exist when we started this campaign.
We can move.
No, change
actually,
is bad.
Also, our character probably mechanically too complicated to transfer over.
Almost impossible. I've already looked at
reset. It. Everyone dies. Right, here we go.
It is quite weird after meeting Tim when you realise how many of their expressions are the same.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Yeah. Give me a perception check, Zolf.
So 25.
Okay. So...
You know the Leviathan, you know its uncle's name, you know its birthday.
Sagittarius. A bunch more time passes with you heading in the right direction. It's gone to the point where you kind of assume you know where the... I'm going to call it rock, because island is far too generous a word. You kind of assumed you knew where the rock was. As you proceed, you start getting glimpses of a light extremely, extremely high up, basically lighthouse style, and you can use that to navigate. So you are able to tack closer and closer to this light. It's not visible all the time. The storm is horrendous. It is, yeah, you've seen maybe 4 storms as bad as this.
Was
really.
One of them quite similar to the one we were in the channel?
Weirdly, yeah.
Weirdly, was it also the one that sunk the boat that I went AWOL on?
Weirdly, yeah. So
it's like destiny and storms.
What's the 4th one?
You took a trip in the last 1.5 years now, I think about it, where it came up again.
Oh, when I was researching this sort of phenomena.
Nebby.
Interesting. It's almost like this is all connected.
So you're proceeding towards the island, and yeah, it's getting rougher and rougher the closer that you get. Real rough. Give me another profession sailing.
Nat 20, so it's a 30.
That'll see you over the rest of the journey then. It gets real, real rough. But if nothing else, you've kind of been doing a lot of storm sailing recently for obvious reasons. You do, however, notice off the previous perception check a little while ago, suspiciously looking little tentacle thing very, very far off. It is further along. So if you've been sailing sort of slightly along the coast as well as towards the rock, it's sort of beyond where you will be sailing to. On the far side, almost, but between the shore and the rock.
Okay, so it's kind of a barrier.
You, the rock, and the creature make an equilateral triangle, yeah. So you can make it to the rock without going anywhere near this thing.
Cool.
But you definitely see, oh, there! Yeah, I've seen that before. Big old tentacle. Just a single.
You and your long-term plot threats. So smug about it, isn't he? Look at his little smile. Yeah. It's like,
at the top of the lighthouse, you see figures.
Knew it. True fact. We got told by someone that did fan art of an oil painting of the tentacle that they used that to get into art school. They could well have finished art school by now.
I don't know if that's true.
Goodness.
It's been about 3 years. Yeah, it's been over 3 years.
Checks out. Nonetheless,
hope they did well.
You start making it towards the rock. Okay? And you start getting glimpses of what this thing is. Rock is the right word insofar as very, very sheer sides with no discernible docks for a little while and a keep pretty much flush to the top of it. So you have rock, keep immediately atop that, and what looks to be a fairly sizable lighthouse again poking up out of the middle of the keep higher up. You're getting sort of flashes of this and so on. As you start drawing near, this is relying on the Nat 20. Be real glad you made that. This is the difference between dashed on the rocks with no way back, and I'm kind of annoyed at you for that. That would have been fun.
For you. Not for us or the audience.
As you're tacking closer and closer, it is so rocky. Obviously, there's a lighthouse here. No one should be within about 2 miles of this place. But you do catch sight of what looks to be basically a natural cleft in the rock. Mm-hmm. The kind of place where you're like, you know what? If I was going to be putting a subtle...
Smuggler's Cove.
A subtle Smuggler's Cove, that's where you'd put
snug
it.
Snug Smuggler's Nug.
The issue with it, and again, this is me relying on the Nat 20. It was a Nat 20, wasn't it?
It was a Nat 20.
This is the only reason you're able to achieve this is from a Nat 20.
Snug Smuggler's
Nug. You reckon that despite the fact that the waves are ploughing way above it and down, you could probably effectively sneak through at the right time when the waves are low to make it in. However, you're also aware that this is banking on there being space for the seawater to rise on the other side, and that you're not just heading into a dead hole.
I'm feeling lucky.
But this is I am not giving you any info. You cannot see what is on the other side of it. It's effectively pitch black.
I'm feeling lucky.
Okay. I am going to give you do the run on that 20, okay? So, timing it, and you're literally fighting against it for a while, and you're just trying to get the timings down. You then let it go, you let it catch a gust of wind just at the right time. You are having to wait like 5-10 minutes, mm-hmm. just kind of tacking back and forth, waiting for the right opportunity. And you dash through, dropping the
pull the bolt out the bottom of the mast and collapse. So
yeah, absolutely. It is built to just flop effectively.
You
so yeah, it goes down.
Extremely impressed by the mechanism.
What a good action! Very nice. You plunge into the darkness from the perspective of everyone inside the vessel now.
Oh gosh.
There has been no word, no sound of anything. You've just been kind of in a boat for a while now. Then suddenly there is a really loud scraping, apparently from all sides, like something is grabbing the vessel or something is hit or you've run aground or something. A proper like drilling out real bad.
Not good.
Probably just arriving.
A couple of minor leaks spring. Not the kind of thing where the vessel is sinking, but like some of the tar has sort of separated out a little bit and things like that. Whatever's happening, Zolfa's treating the vessel terribly.
Smuggler's Cove Tokyo Drift!
See, if you'd given me a little more time, I could have given us a double hull. And
bash left, and bash right. Bash.
I could have put in some suspension.
Bash. And then everything goes still.
See, we're fine.
Maybe we got eaten.
I don't think that's...
Maybe we got eaten by a giant whale.
Zolf, I'll allow you to decide. Do you just wander off for a while first, or do you open the door?
Why? Why is that even an option in your head? No! If we're safe and we've, like, beached it properly...
Alex,
yeah. I'll open up the hatch, go, made it!
Okay. Have we been eaten by a whale?
No.
Okay.
Go on, beached
after you, Azu.
Beached it in a hidden
yes,
cone.
Thank you. Azu leaps out.
Azu has dark vision, yes?
Yes!
Does anyone not have dark vision?
Oh, do I? I think I might.
Hamid does not have dark vision.
Yeah, dwarves
have
dark
vision. I can get dark vision if I need it.
So, people that can see things.
Yeah.
Zolf and Azu only.
Mm-hmm. Yes, haven't stopped that dynamic from with Grizzop.
Oh, yeah! Oh, that's so nice!
So, Azu, you immediately poke your head out. You find yourself in a big cavern, effectively. Okay. The water that you are on, though, is you feel your stomach moving... frequently, because the water level is easily flinging up and then back down about 20, maybe 25 feet regularly, like it's flowing up and then pulling out. The ship, I keep calling it a ship, the monstrosity that you built, but it works!
Hey,
does work.
Thing.
My hideous child.
Your hideous child. Your hideous child is being pulled vigorously towards the entrance every time the water is draining out and so on. Oh. And you are lashed to what appears to be a pontoon that leads off beyond what you can see, because dark vision's only about 60 feet or so.
Yeah.
You can just about, when the water's at its highest, you can see the roof of the cavern, and then it's dropping down. What I would say is, again, Zolf, you'll know this, even with the water level plunging up and down, it pulling out and forward, it's still sheltering you so much, no one would even be able to exit the vessel if you had tried to dock exterior, and even if you'd have found a dock on the other side or something like that. Currently, there is a pontoon leading off beyond your vision, effectively, a ceiling that rushes 25 foot closer and then disappears into the darkness again, and a very
How
strong current
pontoon
out of it.
Working?
Magic.
Is it a floating pontoon?
Yeah.
Is it flat?
I'm going up and down, so it's attached to another floating thing, or is it clearly tilting up and down?
So, from as far as you can tell...
Before we scoot on with everyone out of the boat, there's a flavour thing, which is, as you climb out, Zolf offers his hand to help you.
Yeah, as he takes your hand.
Cool.
The pontoon... as you are stood on, appears to be a long fixed piece that is up and down and tilting as well, and you think you might see a hinged connection to another pontoon just at the edge of your vision, but you can't see beyond it.
Is it safe to cast dancing lights?
I don't know.
Can't see anyone around?
Well, not within our range.
I cast dancing lights.
That was not necessarily safe.
Out of curiosity, because it's been a while, but... it's been a while since it's mattered. What is the range on visibility for dancing?
Well, so I create a set of torches. I can't remember what illumination torches provide. That is, there is a mechanical thing. But they move in a group, and I can basically zoom them around. So it's like, yeah, it's not much...
A normal torch sheds light in 20-foot radius and increasing the light level by one step for an additional 20 feet.
Yeah, so that's actually less than dark vision. But I can move them up to 180 foot from where I am.
Presumably
So I will send
them... Stop it! Turn them off! Just because we can't see anyone within dark vision doesn't mean someone's looking at it. We just lit ourselves up. We're supposed to be stealthy. Turn them off! Azu, you can see, right?
Yeah.
Right.
We can't see anyone.
Hammond,
there could be other people. There could be people.
You and Sel, hold on to us, and we walk down the pontoon. Because if we don't want to, you could have just... They can see the light. Light emanates.
Yeah.
Dark vision doesn't.
It's not next to us, and we're making noise in this not very...
There's a storm!
I was outside, it's noisy! I was trying not to make noise, because...
That's why I'm whispering!
This is cool.
Why don't we get off the boat?
Would it help if I was invisible?
Unless it's more useful to be invisible. Like, we're still in the dark, but the point is, Azu and I have a natural advantage, which we don't want to give up.
Right.
Okay?
Please, oh, fine.
I'm trying to be stealthy. Don't be
hasty. I'll go and fall in the water then, shall I?
Azu picks you up.
Okay, so unless Azu jumps in the water, can you please stop complaining?
I don't know, pat you on the back like a child. Oh my god.
Sel, you good?
Hammond is tense.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You this get some fun. Soothing back rubs.
Everyone give me an acrobatics check, please.
Oh no!
Oh, no.
Azu's wearing armor.
He's bad.
No!
Oh, nice. Our natural one giving me a total of 2.
Okay.
Okay. I've rolled 12.
Seven.
Okay. Keep them going.
It's better than mine.
I got 13.
Okay.
I'm being held.
Oh, no, good point.
I have no ability to control my own movement.
Oh, God. If I'm drowned, no Hammond, I'm going to be so annoyed.
It's cool. I could be a dolphin.
So, keeping your feet on this pontoon in this weather, almost impossible. Everyone, give me a reflex save, please. Oh, no. Sorry. Apart from Sel.
17, do I minus something
again?
No,
you plus your reflex. You've got
reflex. Oh. Reflex is fine.
Oh, 21.
Okay.
Yay.
22.
Okay. So, Sel doesn't need to do the reflex save. You managed to make the DC.
This is fun.
On the pontoon.
This is fun.
You lose your footing. It's actually, in fairness, this is an incredibly difficult situation to travel along. You're still lashed to the boat.
At least you don't go away then.
Sure. It wasn't in my head, but yeah, fine.
Here's where I breathe in, I breathe out is playing to your advantage. You never said you were unlashed, so fine. You're lashed at the boat. Hamid and Azu's immediately pitched to the side of the pontoon, but both of you manage independently to grab the side of the pontoon pretty much by fluke.
Azu drop me?
Azu cannot possibly be holding you and also the pontoon at the same time, categorically. So as it stands, you're holding onto the pontoon, being pitched up and down all over the place by the waves. There's a peculiar moment, Sel, where, you know, a particularly large wave comes, you hear a few splashes, and you're now stood on a pontoon in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a brief moment of quiet from everyone else.
Folks!
And I'm going to end the episode there.
Can never keep friends.
I want you all to know, this bit went a whole mess better than it could have done.
That's comforting.
Like a whole mess better than it could have done.
Yeah, well, now I'm going to drown in my armour, so thanks.
Yeah, but you're drowning your armour in the secret entrance, right, that Zolf found.
Folks, I can just be a dolphin and find you.
Doesn't help us breathe.
I can be a dolphin 12 more times.
Bye! Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.